Now, a key moment in the life of the Arabian Peninsula, in the history of this great region, came with the career, the life and the career of the Prophet Muhammad. Muhammad was born in about 570, and he died in 632. So that will locate him in time for us. You'll see that he falls at the very end of that period that we were calling in our last lectures late antiquity, and then perhaps exerts influences far beyond that, hence our notion of heirs of the Roman world. Now, Muhammad came from an old and wealthy and very well-connected Meccan family. He himself seems to have come from a relatively minor branch of this family, perhaps not from one of the wealthier parts of the family, but the large tribe, the Quraysh they're called, were nevertheless very, very significant. As a young man, Muhammad had entered the caravan trade. That was a typical career for a sort of bright and upcoming young Arab of good family, someone with reasonable ambitions, someone with fairly good opportunities. He earned fairly quickly a reputation for probity. He was apparently very wise, very responsible, very reliable sort of person. And probably as a result of that, he married a woman by the name of Khadija, who came also of a fairly prominent family and who was somewhat older than he. So obviously in some ways an arranged marriage, though it appears that theirs was a companionate marriage and a very happy one over quite a number of years. Muhammad was also a young man of exquisite spiritual sensibilities. From the time he was a young man, he began to retire to the hills and to the caves outside of the city of Mecca, and there he began to receive visitations from the angel Gabriel, who taught him about Allah, about God. On the basis of these revelations, Muhammad soon began preaching a new, monotheist, ethical, exclusive faith. We'll have a lot more to say in a few minutes about the contents of his teaching, about the contents of that faith. But he began to teach this new faith, first of all in Mecca, and not surprisingly, first of all among his family members, among those most closely associated with him. And he immediately began to encounter trouble. Now, he began to encounter trouble on several different fronts. His teachings were quite contrary, for example, to the traditional religions of the Arabian Peninsula. In the Arabian Peninsula, there were not only sort of vast political and social divisions, but religious divisions as well. The various Arab peoples followed a whole series of old traditional polytheist cults. They came together, in a way, these cults did, only in sort of acknowledging jointly a shrine at Mecca, a shrine called the Kaaba. It's a black meteorite stone that is enshrined inside a rather elaborate architectural structure, then in the center of the city, now inside the great mosque in Mecca, the great worship place for the Arabs in that city. Now, people from all over the Arabian Peninsula had long made pilgrimages to Mecca to come and visit the Kaaba. So, Muhammad's teachings, on the one hand, were quite different from, and perhaps threatening to, traditional Arab religion. On the other hand, Muhammad's teachings raised in the minds of the Meccan elite, at any rate, the specter of competition for their great cult center in the middle of the city, the Kaaba, and the possibility that if people were to embrace Muhammad's teachings, they would no longer come to Mecca, they would no longer come to the Kaaba. It would be cynical to say that they were utterly unconcerned about religious issues, but it would certainly be true to say that they thought that in some certain respects, Muhammad was bad for business. Now, facing grave problems in Mecca, gradually it was made very clear to him that he and his new teachings weren't welcome, Muhammad and a few of his followers departed for the city of Medina, not too far away, actually, in the Arabian Peninsula. He left Mecca for Medina in the year 622. Now, in the world that comes after Muhammad, in the Islamic world, this is remembered as the Hijra, as the pilgrimage or the flight of the Prophet from Mecca to Medina. And it actually begins a new era. Indeed, in the Islamic world, dating is from the year of the Hijra, from 622 until the present. Now, you may, from time to time, in news reports or somewhere else, have noticed that the number of the year in the Arab world is different from the number of the year in most of the rest of the world. That's because we count, typically in the West now, from the birth of Christ. They count from the Hijra. It's also important that in the West, a solar calendar is used, in the East, a lunar calendar. So the year of the Hijra keeps falling, in a sense, a little bit behind the Anno Domini date, the year of the Lord date in the West. So you can't, in other words, just take 2002, let us say, and subtract 622 and get the year in the Islamic world.